It is a slice of American pie. The high school band marches slightly out of tune. The local beauty queen poses for pictures with little girls. But if anyone forgot what all the celebration was about today, they were quickly reminded.
We can never, ever forget those veterans.
That was John Harden. He served as a medical foreman in Vietnam from 1966 to 1969. For him, today's celebration brings healing.
The Vietnam vets, we have a wall now, but we remember when we were going over being spit at and coming back and being spit at and called baby killers. So to see how things have changed for our current vets makes the spit worthwhile.
Lula Gooden is from Carson. She signed up for the Vietnam War as soon as she was 18. At that time, women couldn't serve in combat and only held clerical and nursing positions.
Now, women can do anything that the men can. And it's just beautiful. It just warmed my heart.
Among the hundreds of World War II, Korean, Vietnam, and Gulf War veterans are many young people here to honor the day with their families. Janae and Janelle are sisters here with their great-grandfather who served in World War II.
Veterans Day means like you're celebrating the military or the army.
Veterans Day means they're trying to see how much they like how the army feels.
The girls wear matching red, white, and blue sweaters. They laugh and swing their mini American flags as they say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
They may not know what their great-grandfather went through, but they know today is a happy day.
One nation under
Harmony
God.
April, Annenberg Radio News.
With liberty and justice for all.